You don't need to be here on 7/24. If you want to leave a phone number with them, we can call you about it, and please let them know whether or not you get any kind of decision out of the State Tax Commission.
Okay, sounds good. What time are you guys going to convene on 7/24, though?
Are we here all day on 24?
We're still filling that day up, but we start at...
We usually start at 9. And then, so, I mean, we're kind of telling people that you may be scheduled at 4 in the afternoon, but we might call you at 11. So it's
yeah.
just depending on the time
yeah.
of the day.
I've been to plenty of these lately over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Have a great 4th.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, wait. I guess that also included BOE. Is there a 28?
38.
Okay, so there's one, two, three.
One of those parcels is two parcels. One of those buildings is on two parcels. So that's why there's 5 total.
Okay, well, maybe I need to remake that motion. I would, if I didn't before, move to table BOE 34, 35, 36, and 38 until 7/24.
Seconded.
There's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Now, Tim Davis is our morning, it looks like, except
10:30. Yeah.
Until we get to the... Let me see if I can call BOE 61 again. Okay. This is BOE 61 I'm calling on. Calling on BOE number 55.
I think that works.
All right.
Nobody's available. All right. I'm going to go on to BOE number 60. It's another teleconference set for this afternoon. See if we can get, if you guys can look up Heartland Vacations.
They only have one.
See if we got any more. Yes, my name is David Akers. I'm with the Taney County BOE. I know we have scheduled you for the afternoon, but we had some time this morning. We're hoping maybe we could take this up now. Are you available?
Yeah, I should be fine. I'm currently driving, but...
I don't think this will take very long. I don't think it'll take very long for you. Heartland Vacations, does it own any more properties in Taney County besides this one?
Just the one.
Okay. And the owners of Heartland Vacation, I assume that's you and... whoever else, you guys don't own any other nightly rental places in Taney County?
We do not.
Okay. What we've been doing on these, if you have them in the nightly rental program, on your first one, we give you a break. It's we've been doing a mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential. If you have any other properties in Taney County that you put in a nightly rental program, they are taxed as 100% commercial. Given that, are you requesting that mixed-use application or category?
I'm sorry, one more time.
I said, given that information, are you requesting the mixed-use classification?
Yes. Please.
Okay. I would make a motion as to BOE number 60 that we classify it as 25% commercial, 75% residential mixed-use.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thank you for taking us up early, and thank you for owning in Taney County.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, that's the kind of what's wrong. All right. I've got the next one I've got this afternoon before Mr. Davis gets here. I got BOE 59. That's looks like it's the name of individuals. I'm going to guess that it's probably just one.
Yes.
Is this just classification, or is there also evaluation?
Classification.
Dennis, this is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. We've got you scheduled for this afternoon, but we were hoping to perhaps take you up sometime this morning. I'll try to give you a call back a little later. Thank you. Going on to BOE 57, OM Branson Hospitality.
That's a hotel valuation.
Oh, it's a hotel valuation.
Mm-hmm. Can I say something on that?
Sure.
All right. We did call in. We were trying to negotiate. And we were trying to come to an agreement, and he agreed to it. And then we said, well, if we agree to this, then you need to take off your BOE. And he said, no, I want what you're giving me, and then I want to go to BOE and have them lower it more. So
is this the agreed upon amount that's on the sheet?
I'll have to look and see. I need to get Joe and see if we actually changed it.
All right, well, I'll go on to the two BOE 58 Cabana Homes. I'm going to see if they have more than one.
No, just one.
Okay. Daryl, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We've got some time this morning. I know you're scheduled this afternoon. Do you have a few minutes we could talk to you about your BOE appeal?
Can you give me 5 minutes?
Sure, I could. We probably, if you answer a couple questions, we may be able to do this without you having to do much more.
Okay.
One of the questions is, does Cabana Homes or the members of Cabana Homes own any other rental properties or properties in Taney County?
No.
Okay, this is the only one?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and this is put in the nightly rental program?
It is.
Okay. What we've been doing is if the owners only own one property in Taney County, we've been giving them a benefit by giving them a mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential, but any property that is purchased in Taney County after that and is used in the nightly rental program, it's 100% commercial. Given that, is that reasonable to you, or?
Yeah, it's reasonable. My point, as I wrote in there, with all the costs going up and taxes keep going up,
yeah,
so you can't afford it anymore.
I understand, and we have a lot of people that have been making some economic arguments. Unfortunately, we're a citizen board, and the statute only allows us to consider so many things. So that's unfortunately not one of them as far as the decision to go into business with these properties as rental properties. So,
but 2575 works for me.
Okay. As long as we're going to do that to be consistent with what we've done with everybody else. I'm just trying to verify that this is the only one you have here. So.
Is that going to be permanent, or do we have to come to this every year?
That is up to the assessor's office. But we can only hear what comes in front of us. With respect to BOE number 58, I would make a motion to classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you for taking us up early. Thank you for taking us up early. Appreciate that. Bye bye.
So before you do the OM, Branson, that's the one Joe here sent in a letter saying that we would come down 9%, which was the high end of what we were finding on our. I told you that we had gotten a couple of appraisals on hotels, and they were down 8 to 9%. We offered to take him down 9% if he came off the BOE, but he wants better. So anyway.
Okay. Do you those appraisals that you're talking about? Do we have those? In other words, do we have those from your office?
You should have the PRC cards that we've already got there. And again, we just offered him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're talking about those.
Okay. He's also signed an agent authorization.
I'm sorry?
He's also signed an agent authorization with Charles Young Schwartz and Associates.
So they're representing?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's a...
We'll just wait to see any kind of evidence. He had no evidence. We had nothing to go on.
Sure.
So...
Yeah, I mean, we all know the struggles the hotels are having, and I know you're kind of limited.
I said it's fair, that 8 to 9%, like I'm seeing on these appraisals. I just didn't bring them because I'm assuming people are going to bring their own proof.
He does have evidence.
Okay. Well, rather than do that one right now, do you mind if I just go on? I'm going to skip McGriff because of the issue I need to read about here. Right now, but I was going to go ahead and go down some of these other ones that are set this afternoon, see if we could get a hold of them, at least leave a message and tell them we're going to call them back. I'm looking at BOE number 54, page 6.
That spreadsheet in OMB is inaccessible.
Is vineyards both valuation classification or just classification? Because it's a vineyard, so it might be valuation.
What is this? Jason, may I help you?
It's only classification.
Hi, Jason. My name is David Akers. I'm with the Taney County BOE. We've got you scheduled for this afternoon, but we had some time this morning. We were hoping maybe you could take it up a little early.
Which one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. This is BOE 54. Is it just classification or valuation or both?
It's just classification.
It's classification only.
Okay. Do you find anything, Jerry?
I hadn't got that far yet.
Do you own any other property, or do the members of this LLC own any other rental properties in Taney County?
We have two properties in Taney County.
Okay, and the other properties in another LLC?
No, in the same LLC.
Okay, is the other property being classified currently as 100% commercial?
That's correct.
Okay, so on this one you're asking for the mixed-use classification?
Is this a duplex?
Yes, sir.
And that's, all right.
Question. Is this a duplex because they have the same address?
Is it a duplex?
It is not.
Okay. Interesting. Any other questions from the board here?
Give me just a second. Okay, they have the same address. They're side by side. But
okay.
Okay. So I would clarify 2917 or what the other address is. Because both of them in the system are 2917.
Can you hear her?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. So in the system, it shows that the two that you own both have the same address of 2917. Can you clarify which